When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome everyone, I'm Joko, and joining with me always is none other, the pink and purple haired girl herself, Haley.
Hey everyone.
This is the Animunchies podcast only episode, where you will not find this episode on YouTube, and there will be no video episode. So you can listen only to this one through Anchor, Pocket Casts, or wherever you listen to podcasts, especially and including Spotify. So thank you guys for joining us. Compared to our regular episodes, this one is more casual, more loosey-goosey kind of thing. We don't have like a structured type of thing. Like, because if you listen to our video episodes, we go food, then we go to Haley's specialty, K-pop, then we go into gaming sometimes, and then we sprinkle it at the top with the cherry of anime. But this one is kind of no structure. We kind of talk about a little bit of everything, or sometimes maybe nothing of one of those, right?
Right. It's just like stuff we did during the week, I guess.
And what kind of stuff did we do this time for this week?
We went hunting for my BTS Butter album.
Oh boy. Yeah. Yes, we did.
Yeah. So like I kind of last minute decided that I wasn't going to pre-order Butter, but I don't know. I'm still kind of like upset at myself that I should have just put in the order, because it came with a bonus, which was like an extra photo card and like a photo, what is it called? Like a photo card holder, I guess.
Oh, holder.
Okay. Yeah. But then, I don't know, I was kind of like impatient waiting for it. And then also because Weverse has really bad shipping fees.
Oh, that's right. So yes. The pre-order, because I mean, you could pre-order other places, but Weverse is like the, is that like the main area?
Yeah,
that,
but
that
then
most people,
even if you pre-order from like those other places like Coco Dive, it's still the same price, because like it's the same price as Weverse because they charge the same amount.
It's
but
kind of
there's
like
no there's no shipping, but then they charge extra, if you know what I mean. Like they charge the same price as Weverse, but they say like, oh, free shipping, but then the amount is still the same because they're trying to get, they're like an extra, like a third party seller, I guess.
Yeah, of course, because I mean there's no other
yeah, there's no other way. So I mean, like, no matter what, if you get it from like Weverse or any of those online ones, it's always going to be more expensive than if you buy it at like your K-pop store, like a local K-pop store, or we got ours from Target.
Yes. Which I was gonna, like I was going to say, after you mentioned local K-pop store.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, we actually mean an actual local K-pop store, but this time it's not that. It's a Target.
Yeah, because
our
like
local Target store.
Because I think like even the K-pop stores right now, for some reason, they don't even have Butter in stock.
Oh
yet.
Shit! Is that true?
Yeah,
because
like K-pop Station and them, they don't have it yet. Because I think they're waiting for their shipments too. Like the
it's weird.
Probably going to come in the same time where all the Weverse like pre-orders are coming in.
So that's a long time from now.
Yeah, but maybe like next week, I think.
But still, like surprisingly, Target.
Yeah, for some reason, always Target has it.
So the crazy thing is too, the other reason that Haley was balancing between the two, because obviously you get that pre-order bonus, and I know it's a little bit more on mm-hmm. Weverse, but also because with Target, you save over like 10 to like even maybe
like
$20.
Half, yeah.
Because the price on Target was $22.88,
mm-hmm.
which is also their sale price. Because for some reason, Butter is on sale already at Target. Like, so
yeah.
It's originally $24 is the retail at Target,
yeah.
But it's on sale for $22. And then the regular Butter price when you get on Weverse or any other like K-pop place, it's like literally like, I think it was like $38 or something.
Yeah, something like that. And then like, because they do like the bundle of both versions together on Weverse, and I think it was like $64, but then like with shipping it ends up being like 70 something.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So that's if you get like, if you get both though.
Yeah, you get both of them plus the pre-order bonus, but then it, like, because I put it in my cart, and I think it was, like, close to, like, $70, $80.
Okay, so, yeah. Like, but then in compared to that, if you get two of these, it's, like, 40. Like you said, half the price. Like, it's, yeah. Like, $45. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, after weighing between the options, Haley went for the Target route.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, do I really need those extra photo cards? I mean, probably when I see other people posting it, I'll be like, FOMO. Yeah, I'm going to get FOMO for reals. But then, oh, well, it's fine. Like, I'll get over it.
Because you'll still get, at least, you know, everyone's still going to get everything else. Like, yeah,
I still get photo cards. I still get, like, two photo cards and then, like, a group photo and then, like, a postcard and, like, you know, other stuff, like the photo book. That's supposed to
come with the actual album. So, I mean, it's fine because you still see, that's a lot of money to save, to be honest, too. Right. The thing is, we went to, like, the different Targets in person because when you try to pre-order it or buy it online, you don't know which ones they're going to give you. And there's no options to choose the color. So Haley had to go in there and make sure that they don't fuck this up and, like, she could get the color that she wants. So
because the first one that we went to by our house, it said that it was in stock. So I was like, okay, we'll go there. And they literally had one album in stock, and it was the cream version, which is the yellow one. So they didn't even have the peaches one, the orange one. But then, like, on their website, like, it doesn't even say, like, what version you would be, like, ordering, I guess.
So guess what we did today? Like, 2 days later. Is it 2 days? Yeah, 2 days later. Because we didn't get it yesterday. We went out. Remember, went to the park and everything with everyone.
Oh, yeah. So we got it on Friday.
So basically, 2 days late, 2 days after that, Haley woke up this morning and she's like, I want to get the other album. Yeah. Literally, Haley never wants to get up and do something. Mm-hmm. So I took advantage of that and we went out. We did some errands, but we checked out. We actually went to another Target nearby.
Yeah.
That one had nothing. Either that or that lazy person that helped us out was very useless and didn't even check it.
Yeah.
But either way, she said, quote unquote, like, oh, it's sold out. Which I don't believe still.
I mean, like, maybe they don't have their shipment. I don't know. Yet.
Like, the inventory is there in Target, like, on their app, and I'm pretty sure it's kind of accurate for the most part because the other one that we went to, it says it's sold out. Like, it says sold out now at the one where you've got the last album because you probably bought the last album.
I guess.
But this chick said that it sold out, but she didn't even check her, you know, like, the inventory.
She's probably had people asking her all day, I'm
and she's
sure.
probably giving them the same lies.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we got away from that situation. We went to a different Target. We went to the Target connected to the mall in Topanga.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what we found?
Yeah, so we went to the album section, and there's none on the shelves, because I guess that all the Targets are keeping them, like, by the register already. So, like, I went and asked, and then they had both versions, and then, like,
they had multiple of them, too. Like, you said, like, three and four of, like, each.
Which is still, like, a little bit, to be honest, because, like, they keep saying, like, oh, these people have been coming in all day asking for, like, BTS Butter album. Oh, and then the other Target person was like, is this band good?
Oh boy. Like what kind of rock have you been living in with like Patrick Starr probably?
Like, yes. Oh my god. They're
to
amazing.
Not know who BTS is at this point is kind of you know,
it's everywhere.
They probably stay out of social media or like
probably that,
or some kind of crazy shit, but Haley finally got the butter.
Mm-hmm.
So Topanga Target did well.
Yes.
The other thing is too, we kind of have some like hot cash, which is like some special type of almost like you get 50% off your $30 purchases kind of thing from Hot Topic and Box Lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So while we were at Topanga, since the Target's connected to the mall, fuck it. Let's go check out Box Lunch and Hot Topic.
Yeah.
Guess what? If you ever need anything, like anything cool, like that Box Lunch and that Hot Topic in Topanga has probably the best inventory.
It does. And it seems like really like organized.
So first off, where we go? We went Box Lunch first, right? Mm-hmm. We weren't even planning to go. We just saw it and we're like, oh, let's go check out Box Lunch.
Yeah.
Guys, they have anime figures, like really good anime figures. We got our hands on a Sailor Moon.
Like the Sailor Moon Eternal figure.
That I've been seeing online sell from like sellers in Japan for literally like $30 to like $50.
Mm-hmm.
They had it there for like $28,
yeah,
or maybe less.
$26.
But then, and it's like, brand new with a box because those other ones, people buying it without boxes, it's like pre-owned kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they have it. They had like five.
I know. And then he told me, he's like, you should get this because I keep seeing it on eBay, like selling at like these high prices. Like,
I mean, the more, even the closer retail ones I've been seeing, like even on OfferUp is like $35. So it's like, this is $26.
Yeah.
And we could like, because I think when you make a certain amount of purchase at Box Lunch, if
they give you more,
they, you get money back, like the hot cash thing. It's kind of like Hot Topic because it's like the same owner.
Yeah.
Except like you can use it like, I think it's usually like a month later or a month and a half later.
Yeah, a couple of months. He said like September,
I think. So that's not too bad. But then, yeah, so we could use that for more figures.
Yeah, I was like, by September, they'll probably have like a whole new batch of figures anyway.
Oh, but wait, there's more.
What?
Well, what else did you get your hands on besides Sailor Moon?
Oh, Tanjiro. I got a Tanjiro, like the Demon Slayer figure. He was sitting down. It's really cute. I keep seeing it online, and he's eating onigiri.
It's so cool. I've wanted this too. I've seen it online, and I think I've seen it going around like $30, usually like $30, $35 also retail.
Mm-hmm.
This one's by Sega. The other one is by Banpresto, and that's like one of their Glamour and Glitter collection for Sailor Moon, because they have the Glamour and Glitter versions for like One Piece also. One Piece figures by Banpresto.
Their figures are really good. Like, they're very detailed.
And they're getting better, because Banpresto is that one figure by Deku that we don't talk about no more.
Like, my very first Deku one.
It was so ugly. There was no options before.
There was nothing before.
For My Hero Academia. But anyways, back to Tanjiro. It's a really good figure. He's like eating onigiri or like rice balls on his lap.
Yeah, he's so cute. He's like sitting down. And I like it because when you put him on the shelf, it looks like he's just sitting
actually
there
sitting and
chilling.
Eating. Yeah, no, it's really cute. And it's like, it was $26 or $28.
It was $26 also.
Oh, yeah. So these prices are really, really good retail prices. So, I mean, it's super worth it. So we grab both, right?
Yeah, especially because you get hot cash and then you can use it
to buy more figures in like 2 months.
And then what else did I get?
Starburst gummies.
Oh, yeah. Starburst gummies. And then like, was it the rings that I bought as well?
Oh, Sailor Moon rings.
Yeah.
That's true. So she got Sailor Moon rings also.
Yeah, they're really cute.
And then so flip to the next page, which is Hot Topic, because we went Hot Topic after we had lunch there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So we're like, oh, let's just check it out, because I think we had a little bit of hot cash left for Hot Topic specifically. Guess what we found and what we got?
Black pink shirts.
They had, because they have BT21 and some BTS stuff there.
Yeah.
Obviously, they have anime shit too at Hot Topic, but I feel like their products and their like items are not as nice as Box Lunch in terms of anime stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They have stuff there. And maybe you'll find a couple cool things, but mostly Box Lunch has like the better Ghibli and anime
looking things. Yeah, like the designs are nicer.
Designs
are
better, yeah. That's why. Like t-shirts.
Yeah.
And even like the memorabilia and the merch you can find are really cuter.
Yeah.
But fuck that. There's no Blackpink at Box Lunch.
I know. We were like, what?
We found. So she got like, what, a Lovesick Girl shirt?
Yeah. Because I was like, we need shirts
for the movie. For the 4+1 thing that we've been talking about at fucking every episode.
I was like, yes, this is perfect. Now I have my outfit.
So ready to go. Thank you, Hot Topic, for the Blackpink merch.
Yes. So he got one too.
I got it. They had like XL for my size. Haley got herself a medium because she likes more comfy, loose fitting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But mine was like, it has the Blackpink logo, but on the back is really cool. It has like all four of them. And I think it's like,
how you like that,
right?
Yeah.
So like photo from that. So it's really cool because it has them. You know what I'm going to do, Haley? I'm going to wear this everywhere we go when we go out of the house.
Okay.
Because Rosie and Jenny are still here in LA because they are, I think, working on music too while they're here, but they've been still posting. So they've been here for like fucking almost like two or three weeks now, almost a month. I'm bound to run into them. And then
maybe
I have a conversation
talking.
Maybe if you
were like in Hollywood.
Oh my God, look, I'm wearing your shirt. Please sign my shirt.
You can't even see it because the shirt is black. Well, you're going to have to bring a Sharpie.
I'm going to bring silver or gold Sharpies. I'm going to give them pink lipstick so they could kiss my shirt.
Oh, well, I have pink lipstick in my bag.
Perfect. So see, this all works out perfectly fine. They could kiss your shirt too because yours is black.
Yes, that's true.
So, yes.
But I'm not going to be wearing that all the time.
You're lost. Anyways,
I'll just let them
kiss your cheek.
Kiss my cheek. No, my.
That's not fair. If they kiss your cheek, I get a kiss on the cheek.
No,
too.
Whatever shirt I'm wearing, they can kiss that. Doesn't matter.
Okay. No, they should. They'll give you a kiss on the cheek. Then I get a kiss on the cheek. Because if Jimin gave you a kiss on the cheek. I would ask for Jimin for a kiss on the cheek too. It has to be fair.
Would they do that though?
Probably not.
To a girl, maybe. To a guy, I'll they have might to
bring
not.
I'll bring one of your wigs so I can look like a girl.
Because you know how girls are like that. To guys, to girls, they would probably be okay with it.
But to another to guy, dude, like a random yeah, guy? I don't think so. That's why I'm going to bring a wig. Because
remember how, like, when we met Avian from Terrace House, she gave me, like, a hug and was like, oh, you're so cute and stuff. But then she would never do that to a guy. Come on now.
I should have.
Right?
I guess. We'll find out.
It's more uncomfortable for them to do that.
We'll find out. And, I think that was it, actually. That's all we bought from Hot Topic. Blackpink shirts. And we used our hot cash.
Yeah.
So that was cool. I mean, we did a lot of errands. That was very, like, mostly K-pop and anime related, right?
Yeah, it was. And then I went to Sprouts to get blueberries and strawberries for Shinra, who is our hamster. We have a new hamster.
We have a new furry family member.
Yeah.
That... I guess he can tolerate the burbs, but the burbs that we have are very scared.
Yeah, they're terrified of him.
They think he's a fucking monster or some shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, so I mean, like there you go. Haley added that. Yes. Added the fact that we went to Sprouts and bought strawberries and blueberries.
Well, that's part of our errands, wasn't it?
So yeah. Mainly for the hamster. And then I get the leftovers of the hamster, which is the rest of the strawberries and blueberries.
Which is most of it, anyway. It's not like he will be able to eat all of that.
I mean, for the most part, too. I mean, that's... Okay, what else do we have to talk about? Because at least, you know, at least the things we talked about were related to our usual topics, which is K-pop and anime, right?
And food.
Oh, yeah, strawberries and blueberries. Duh. So, I mean, with that said... I think there's one more thing I wanted to... Oh, you know what? We talked about the Gundam release on Netflix, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Gundam Hathaway finally released on Netflix. I think it was around July 4th weekend. We watched it.
Yes.
All I can say is it was, first off, it was good. The graphics would look amazing. If you followed the original timeline and you know, like, Char's counterattack and all the other shit that happened there...
Yeah, we watched that one.
Yeah, we watched that one, like, first. And I'm so glad we watched it because a lot of things really connected. They even had a scene from one of this, like, a redone, remastered, remade, you know, like, completely new scene that they used with, like, you know, Gundam Hathaway graphics and the artwork. Of like a scene in Char's counterattack,
was
remember?
Was it, like, the flashback?
Yeah, the flashback where she was running out of the car. Mm-hmm. What's her name? Quest?
Quest, yeah.
So, Haley doesn't like her.
She's so annoying.
So, blue-haired Quest, yeah, like, when she was running out of the car that Hathaway was in with Amuro, they had, like, a cool redone scene. It was kind of cool to see it from Hathaway's perspective.
Yeah, I was like, oh, they look so much better.
Overall, I think Hathaway is a pretty good character, too. I liked him a lot.
Nice.
He's, like, nice, and he's kind of, like, kind of calm and cool, level-headed type of character. And overall, like, the Gundams obviously look really different. But, like, the graphics and the animation itself was done really, really well. And the other more important thing is Jollibee.
Yeah.
Like, literally, you did not hear wrong. I fucking said Jollibee.
Yeah, I was like, we were so shocked. I was like, what?
We paused.
Why is there Jollibee in Gundam?
We paused the fucking movie because literally, like, one of the scenes starts with the fucking face of the bee mascot from Jollibee.
That people don't know, Jollibee is a Filipino fast food chain.
Think of the McDonald's of the Philippines kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So instead of the faithful Ronald McDonald, which is, you know, the clown from McDonald's.
Yeah, we have a bumblebee.
A bumblebee with a chef's hat.
Yeah.
The bumblebee is red and white, too. So he resembles...
Red, white, and yellow.
It's like a knockoff version McDonald's. Of McDonald's, Ronald.
No, but they serve different stuff. They serve, like, fried chicken.
It's called Chicken Joy.
Chicken Joy. And they had that in the anime,
and that's,
too.
They literally had Chicken Joy.
She
and it said
Chicken Joy.
Yeah. Also... And, like, during that scene, like, they were eating that. And it's funny because even after that scene, like, you know, after we got fucking excited and, like, oh, my God, there was Jollibee.
Yeah.
Like, after we calmed down, kind of forgot about it, continued watching the movie, while they're driving, there's, like, more Jollibee, like, shit that pops up. Like, they're driving by Jollibee.
Yeah, and then even when Gundam were, like, walking, you see it in the distance.
It was so funny. I mean, especially because we're both Filipinos, so we're obviously kind of...
excited in tune about and
excited
it.
About seeing Jollibee, which is like, you know, that's literally a Filipino brand.
Yeah, and then because I was curious, I was like, why would they put Jollibee in this movie? It's like super random. So I looked it
up. What did you find? You found some stuff out, right?
I read that it was like they made the movie as a love letter to the Philippines, and that the town that they were in, I think it's called Davao. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but then it's basically a futuristic Philippines.
Yeah, and you can kind of tell they have some scenes from the movie too for Gundam Hathaway where it's like it seems like you'll see some rural areas that really feel like
the Philippines. You're gonna say Japan. The Philippines, yeah. And then it's very humid there and hot, just like in the Philippines.
Like, if anything, it gave me some Singapore vibes from like some of the city areas, but then like, yeah, there's definitely Philippines aspect when they kind of showed more of the scenery and the type of area it is. It's really cool though. It was a really, really nice movie overall.
Yeah,
even the beginning was really action-packed.
Oh, it was so freaking gory. I wasn't expecting that.
It's a Gundam series.
Is it like that though?
I mean most of the Gundam, like especially Universal Century, like the
I guess it's just because timeline. Like it was people shooting other people, which I'm not used to in Gundam, because usually they're fighting each other in Gundams.
If you know what I mean. That's true too. That's a good point.
Yeah.
But overall, what did you think about the movie?
It was good. I just wish that there was more Gundam fights.
I have to agree with Haley too, because like, I feel like they saved the Gundams for the end of the movie.
Yeah, but it was barely anything.
It was cool, but yeah, to be honest, it was not as much as like if you watched like Gundam Narrative and that. Like Unicorn. That's the most recent one. Like out of the movies, you know.
Oh, the movies, yeah, yeah.
So I mean, yeah, there's way more mobile suit fighting and like everything. This one is more drama kind of thing.
Yeah,
I think.
And more like people against people,
psychological and kind of that thing, and emotional. You know, there's always that girl that the Gundam pilot like hero meets falls for.
Yeah. Has a soft spot for.
And then it was Gigi for this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was really interesting to see all like how everything blended in together. I think it was well done. I've seen people complain about it saying boring, and I kind of understand why they would say that.
They probably just thought it was boring because there was no Gundam.
But at the same time, like if you're an actual fan of the franchise and you followed the story and you're a fan of the story and the lore, it's definitely, I think it does a good job because you really, you know, it continues off. It connects a lot of dots from like where it left off, you know.
Yeah, but I wonder if they'll have like a second part of this movie.
I think so. I feel like the way they left the ending, I hope so. Yeah. I hope so, but at the same time, I think it could be left alone, or they could continue from it,
or they could make another series. I don't know.
I'm hoping that they continue this one, like Hathaway 2 or some kind of thing, because I really like it. We only got a little taste of like, you know, the Gundams at the end,
yeah.
So can only hope and pray, because they left that other pilot alive, and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there's a lot of things that I think so. I believe. In my heart, I believe there's going to be a number two.
We'll see.
But yeah, so Netflix, see, look, we did a good job, anime and K-pop, even though it wasn't structured and it was just us.
Yeah,
this is how much anime and K-pop is in our everyday lives, to be honest.
It is every day. Literally.
It's not like something that we just bring up as a topic, you know, just to talk about on the podcast. Literally, the reason why we talk about it is because it is part of our lives. It is in a symbiotic relationship with us.
Yeah.
So we really enjoy it. We're big fans, you know, we're weebs, I guess. But at the same time, we're also, what are like K-pop fans called?
I don't know. They call Korea boos, but I don't really like.
Ooh, I'm a K-boo.
Exactly.
So I'm a K-boo-boo, and we are weeboos.
Well, Korea boo is kind of like similar to like people that they call otakus.
Okay, it's so
like,
we're otaku weeboos.
Yeah.
Weeboo otakus.
Yeah.
Yep. That's accurate.
There you go.
But yeah, we enjoy it. We don't care what everyone else thinks, as long as, you know, we enjoy what we like and what we want to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it's like that for all you guys, too. I mean, I hope you guys aren't, you know, forced into liking things or, like, you know, being bullied or, like, teased about what you like. Who cares? I mean.
Yeah. Really, don't pay attention to those people because they're just missing out.
I mean, because, I mean, we're pretty much older adults now, like, in our 30s. But, I mean, there's probably people there, you know, that maybe listen to this that are teenagers and stuff. I mean, you know, like, there's a point to like where like you shouldn't care too much about what other people think of you, and you know, just do what you feel is right and what you enjoy.
Yeah, but then the thing is like it can go both ways, because like now that I'm older and like supposedly meant to be like an adult, you know, like some people would say like you're too old for that. You're anime. You're too old to be wearing like cute colors.
But our mentality, because we're like old enough and like.
Yeah, I was like, I don't care. Like, oh. Fuck you.
In our heads. We don't say that to the people.
I don't say it to them, but I'm like, whatever. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're like, oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Because you brush it off. But I feel like when you're younger, well, at least for me personally, I could say, like, you know, I probably took things more personally.
Yeah.
You know, like, took it to heart.
For me, I don't think I ever cared, because, like, I remember that I was always into, like, Pokemon and anime growing up. Right. And, like, even though people thought I was weird bringing my Pokemon cards at recess and stuff, I had friends that did that with me as well.
Right, especially if you have a group.
I don't care, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's true, too. It depends where you grew up. It might be more difficult. I mean, we could say all this stuff, but probably more difficult for people who are, like, maybe they're the only one or, like, out of three people out of, like, a class of, like, 30 or whatever that are like this. Because I was lucky enough where, like, maybe half, like, if not more than half, like, of my, like, classmates in elementary school were playing Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh! So, I mean, it really just depends, I guess, in your situation. But, you know, in the end, as long as you're doing what you enjoy and what you like to do, I think that's, you know, that's what's important, you know.
Yep.
Just be safe, you know, because you can't, we're digging deep into this, Haley. We're getting too deep into this. But, I mean, like, what's important is to be safe and, you know, be kind and respectful to others, you know, how you'd want to be.
Yeah, don't bully people just because they like stuff that is different to your interests, I guess, is what we're trying to say.
Yeah, so see, so we'll leave it at that note, you know. Just be kind and respectful to others and, you know, how you'd want to be respected and treated too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no more K-pop or anime in my head right now. All I'm thinking about is Jenny giving you a kiss so I could get in line to hopefully get a kiss.
No, but then if she doesn't want to kiss you, then you can just kiss my cheek and then you'll have her.
You are a genius.
I mean, that works, right? Same thing.
Oh, you're so smart. That's genius. I'm going to do it in front of her, too. After she denies me, she's like, oh, I can't kiss you. And I'm going to kiss your cheek. I'm like, aha, I kissed you indirectly.
Indirect kiss. So stupid.
Yes, this is perfect. This plan is coming along perfectly.
I mean, that's what people do when they go to those K-pop concerts. And you know how sometimes the K-pop idols, they drink. I mean, it's not even like K-pop idols. Like any concert, they drink the water and they throw the bottle and then you drink from it. And you're like, oh, I indirectly kissed them.
I need to keep that in mind when Jin throws water at me.
Yeah.
For whenever they come back to finally tour.
I'm pretty sure. Oh my god. Maybe we'll just talk about that in our actual like video podcast. Their new music video.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. Yeah. It came out already too. Yeah. So that was a really good song too.
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about that.
All right. Actually. So I guess you guys have a preview of the next episode, which will be a video episode. If you're just listening to us for the first time, or maybe listen to a couple of our other podcasts before, what we do is we put out a podcast-only episode, then the next episode, which will be the next one after this one, will have a YouTube episode as well. Mm-hmm. Where there's a little bit of video editing and all that. And it's more structured, but it's also available on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and all that stuff. But it's just there's a video also on YouTube.
Yeah, you get to see our faces.
And after that, it switches back and forth. Then you'll have another regular podcast episode just like this. So pick your poison.
Yep. That's it.
Okay, I guess that sounds like that's the end of it. Haley's done talking for tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of getting late. I have to edit this. Anyways, thank you guys for joining us wherever you're tuning in to the world, I guess. And, you know, wherever you are, take care, stay safe, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.